This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The question we're asking today is whether or not the cost of going to a hospital would influence the prices. If you saw the prices first, would that influence where you went? Or do you go on recommendations? We've had a few messages during the break. We're going to go over to WhatsApp first with Arvind.
Yeah, so this comes from Rajesh, who says that health is priceless. I go where I feel confident with the doctor and the hospital. If I can afford it, then why not? Then we have a message from CG, who says that heard the tendency, if you have medical coverage, they will charge you a higher premium. Then there's one that comes from Ben. Ben says, we should also not let it just be the insurance who pays inflated prices, because if insurance payout goes high, premium goes high as well, and in the future it is no longer affordable to get treated or get covered. And then we have one from Anwar, who says sadly posting prices won't help. I had to pay a fortune for a 10-day hospital stay for my wife. It was caused by an infection from an outpatient treatment. The bill ridiculous. Every swab, injection, tape, etc. Room stay could be free, but it still wouldn't make a dent in the bill. And finally, we have one from Eugene, who says that guilty for going where I was recommended, but yes, prices posted would be more helpful. But it'll be really hilarious if you walk into a hospital and they pass you a menu and go like, oh, I would like the level 3 diabetes treatment, please, with a side of cough syrup. Thanks.
Over on Twitter, Naz Amin says, sadly and fortunately, price is a stress, and I often say no issue. What matter is the best healthcare service. That's why we have insurance plans. And also what matter is that we need more young and efficient doctors, which I think it's true. We need more doctors. Doesn't matter if they're young or old. We just need more doctors. Dr. Liana Khairuddin says, depends on insurance coverage and affordability too, and yes, specialists in question. Kanga replies, with insurance coverage, I don't really think people check the prices of the services, just pay and get on with it, which will come back and bite you, because you then your premium kind of goes up later on when you renew it, and then you start paying more for it and more and more and more, and then you go like, I should have probably maybe just, you know, checked out on different hospitals and stuff, like maybe there could be a cheaper price.
That's the other thing, you know, certain insurers will only use certain hospitals as well, so sometimes you're not given that choice either. I don't know. I mean, it's very...
A friend of mine recently got himself admitted in a private hospital, and because that hospital had a tie-up deal with a particular insurance provider, he had a 50% discount.
Oh, well, that's nice for him.
And I'm going like, huh, is it a 50% discount or is that actually the real price? Because I know there are some people, which we'll get to it later in the show, there are some people who are saying also like maybe the prices are inflated when it comes to insurance providers. So,
And if you pay your bill with a certain credit card, you will also
you get
an 8%
discount. You're like, really? How do you give discount on something that's health related?
It's like
going
shopping.
Yeah. Exactly. And it shouldn't be, should it?
Yeah, no, it shouldn't be.
We're saying that, but we're asking for the prices to be upfront.
Do your surgeries during Boxing Day because we have a 30% sale.
Please don't send my package back.
11-11.
Right. Yes.
11-11 sale. Oh God. Doctor, I have a broken heart.
Oh, dear. Come back to us, ladies and gents. Get us on WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. We are discussing this topic. It's a hot one. If you want to get in touch via Instagram or Twitter, we're at BFM Radio. We're going to move on now to something a little bit more lighthearted, just for a second, about how Walmart are presenting autonomous robot bees.
Yeah.
Walmart.
So that Walmart. The same Walmart.
The one.
Yeah. So they filed a patent for autonomous robot bees. The patent specifically covers pollination drones. So these tiny robots could act like bees pollinating crops autonomously. The robot bees would operate using sensors and cameras to help them navigate the crops, and these drones would potentially pollinate as effectively as the real thing. No one is sure why Walmart is doing it, but they're saying they suspect because Walmart, they have decided to expand their grocery delivery service, and this service will allow shoppers to accept or reject produce. So basically Walmart will have to up or step up the quality of their produce itself. So maybe they're trying to grow their own stuff, and they want to keep their quality consistent, so that's why they are working on these robot bees. But this is also not the only farming patent that Walmart has filed recently. This is only one of 6 Walmart patents for farming drones that would do everything from monitor crop damage to spray pesticides, and incorporating autonomous robots into farming could cost, could cut costs and increase agriculture efficiency. So no one's exactly sure why they're doing it, but they can only have suspicions. But they have patented these bees that do the pollination work. Walmart itself.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
I'm just wondering about, you know, how it's going to affect the ecosystem. And, yeah, I mean, it's fascinating that somebody would do this. And we've discussed that something like this is very likely to happen in the future. Farm workers, of course, will no longer need to tend the fields pretty much. And I like the idea of seeing swarms of electric bees, I suppose, is what you'd call them. Yeah.
It feels like one of those M. Night Shyamalan movies.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, that kind of appeals to me a little. Of course, I'd still like to see real bees as well. But something about this is interesting, fascinating.
Yes.
But Walmart would not have been the company that I thought would be
doing this. Right. Mm. Yeah. And also, so that's why my kind of question is like who's actually developing this bees here, this miniature bees that's flying around? Yeah. So like that's the one that
DARPA.
Ah. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if they were part of this plan anyways, but or they have some technology that goes around with, you know, swarming bees, you know, robotic bees and stuff like that. But yeah, it's because the technology is still fairly new. A lot of people are still trying to figure out ways of how they could do drones that are more quieter or smaller kind of drones. I think Amazon is looking at building quieter drones for their delivery services because, you know, they've been doing testing around. And one of the feedback is that it's noisy. Kind of everyone knows that your package is arriving. And if it's, you know, someone like me, then it was just going to be really annoying for everyone else.
I would kill you. I would kill
every
you.
Every 2-3 hours, some drone will be arriving, and then you'll be like, another one, really?
But I mean, in a building like this, your drones would be constantly hitting the window.
I'll be really interested to know, like, who's actually building this, you know, miniature robot bees. Mm.
Could be the people who are trying to figure out why bees are, the actual bees are dying in the first place. Mm. Because they say that honeybees are dying, the population is dwindling.
It's
something
pesticides. Pesticides are killing them.
Yeah, and they say if they don't fix it, then we could be affected. The human population could be affected in maybe 10 or 20 years because every crop that we depend on depends on the bees, and the bees are dying. So maybe it could be those people trying to figure out how to fix the bee population problem. Or it could be an independent, you know, like an independent facility altogether.
Funny, how humanity may, you know, just come to an end because there are no bees in this world. Mm. Yeah. Such a tiny thing. And then, yeah.
Happy thoughts on a Friday.
Of course, of course.
Ladies and gents, happy thoughts. We're now moving on to hospital prices. Those things should never come together in the same sentence. But if you'd like to get in touch, join this discussion. 018-789-8899 is the number if you want to get us on WhatsApp. On Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. Don't forget, if you do take part, you stand the chance of winning over 200 ringgit worth of goodies from Nala Design. It's a cooking set. All you have to do is take part in the conversation. Any more messages, boys?
Yeah, there are a couple on WhatsApp. That will, Arvin?
Yeah, so this comes from Maggie Best, who says that when one is rich, one can enjoy being ill comfortably, but when one is poor, one just takes a Panadol, some rest, and life goes on. Heard of cases that people had to switch to a government hospital because both insurance coverage and personal funds ran out due to the extremely high costs.
Ouch, yeah, really sad. Also, That's My Full Name says, don't care if it's covered by company insurance, when I retire, I will go to government hospitals. Just a few days in ICU can wipe out your entire savings clean. We took our mom to a private hospital when she felt faintish. Just a few hours of observation, no overnight stay, 700 ringgit.
Boom.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're in the wrong business. But, you know, the question is, though, does it influence where you choose to go and be treated as well? You know, that's something I'm keen to know, because oftentimes I have been to a hospital based on a recommendation of a friend, and we've all been guilty of that. You know, I know, Jeff, recently you asked for information about a bone doctor, and you went based on somebody's recommendation. Thankfully, it turned out well and wasn't too expensive. Mm. You know, I've done the same thing.
Oh,
you know,
it's expensive.
Yeah. Right, and somebody has said to me, you should go see this doctor, and great, this person is a specialist in what they do. That is the problem, though. You know, when you go and see a specialist who's they're going to be expensive.
They are, yeah. And then appointment is going to be tough because, like, the doctor that I went through, like, you know, like, she was really busy because she's, like, really popular and stuff. So, like, you know, you got to schedule an appointment, like, you know, a week before, you know, sometimes even 2 weeks before. Right. And then you go, like, ooh, you know, that's like, oh. Yeah.
On the other hand, we've had another colleague who went to see a doctor and was sat waiting for 8 hours.
8 hours, yeah.
To go and be seen on one particular day because they don't have an appointment system.
Yeah.
But
there
you go.
We need more doctors.
We need more doctors. Folks, let us know. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, on Twitter or on Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. More music from Mountain with Flowers of Evil. Sounds like a song for Arvin and his bees. When we come back, sticking with the whole farming theme, Farmville in real life. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.